Hello, good day. I hope everyone is doing well. We are here with another educational podcast, this time on the topic of the art of good listening to increase sales. Many people in B2B businesses, if they are going to sell their products or services in bulk, learn and implement certain techniques and are fully familiar with sales rules. These individuals tend to capture a large share of the market and can convert a high number of customers into profit. Essentially, their conversion rate increases, meaning that out of every 10 customers they are given, we see that they convert more than 90% into profit. What is happening here? How do these people's minds operate? And how do they negotiate? These are topics we have touched on in previous podcast. We are gradually working together to ensure that these principles are properly understood. The human mind commands based on the inputs it receives. The brain you have makes decisions, analyzes, processes, and then commands, judges, and issues orders based on the data and information it receives. All of these processes are due to the brain that we nurture within ourselves, and we have understood that it works based on inputs. Input means what you eyes see, what your ears hear, what you touch, and you smell. All of these are influential. And those who can provide correct information to a well-building brains or mind will have proper processing leading to favorable results because the correct commands will be issued. It's like when you go to a hospital. Unfortunately, when you get sick, you take a test to see what's going on. The hospital has a laboratory department that takes your blood to analyze and see what is going on with your body. Where's it's healthy and where's it's not. Where there are issues. The laboratory wants to analyze all of this. If the blood that is actually received is given to this laboratory, and if the laboratory, which is the processor, behaves incorrectly and makes mistakes, sometimes they heard that the laboratory is old, its equipment is outdated, etc. This means that you give it healthy blood, but it shows it as faulty, or you give it faulty blood and it shows it as healthy. The laboratory is a processor. It processes, analyzes, and examines the result. Based on the charts and numbers it outputs, we understand if a person has diabetes, digestive problems, aura issues, etc. So, we've understood that if the laboratory operates incorrectly, the result of these processes will be wrong. Now, these results go to a doctor who is supposed to give orders, to command, to judge what to do next. If the doctor makes mistakes again, there will be a problem. If the doctor behaves correctly but the test results were wrong, the desired outcomes will not be achieved. So, both the analysis and the processing by the laboratory must be correct, as well as the commands given by the doctor. If the doctor prescribes a particular medicine, for example, and you as the executor don't take the medicine properly, don't use it correctly, the desired results will still not be achieved. So, understand well that all these steps are based on data. You have a personal laboratory within your body. That is, God has given all of us a mind, this laboratory. If our mind is healthy and clean, it will analyze correctly, command correctly, and even execute correctly. Many people ask how it is that one person gets everything right, while another person messes up everything they touch. The answer lies in that mind, in that way of thinking. Our mind has a part. For example, we say the conscious or subconscious mind. In fact, the subconscious part of the brain, based on practice and repetition, you have turned certain actions into habits. You have made a success a habit. You have unconsciously a successful person because you've learned how to do things correctly so often that it just seems right to you. For instance, in the clothing industry, a world of garments is produced in various colors. Someone might pair gray with black. Someone else might pair black with white. And another might combine blue and red. The question arises, can you also pair red with black or yellow with black? All colors can be combined. Why do some people, for example, love to mix red into white? To have a white background and pair it with a touch of red, and they feel great about it. Some people, on the other hand, want to pair green with red. The question is, what happens in the mind that makes this color seem like the best choice for that person, and they choose that particular outfit to wear? Or they do the same when decorating their home. For example, someone might pair gold with black, while someone else pairs green with blue. The question arises again. These individuals start selecting colors, sizes, and dimensions based on their mind's preferences. In our world, we have countless choices, and based on these choices, the processes that take shape and the demands we give, we achieve certain results. The same is exactly true in sales. What does the first rule of sales say? As Imam Ali, peace be upon him, stated, listen, understand, believe, and act on it to attain success. The first rule and skill is the skill of good listening. First, be a good listener. You need to practice certain things to become an exceptional listener, which is one of the most important skills. Those who are good listeners are also likable people. Some people love to talk all the time, and they are not willing to listen well. Listen, listen, listen. The mind first needs to become an output before it can command. The output is our speaking. What is the input? If it's what we see and hear, listen first. First, listen well. It doesn't say see well, but people make decisions based on what they see, meaning the power of sight is greater than the power of hearing. Understand that. Well, in your mind, if you want to receive data and information, we have many people here in Arad Branding Company who are visually impaired, but they are still exporting. For example, sending date syrup to Japan. Mr. Mir Khalaf is doing extraordinary work in trade, performing strongly. How is this possible? Listen, my dear. To become a professional salesperson, you must first learn the skill of good listening. It cannot say I have a trader who has poor hearing, meaning they cannot hear the words at all, and they are also a professional salesperson. I really don't have that. However, I do have people who have physical issues in their hands, in their legs, in their heads, on their skins, in their vision, or in their sense of smell, and they are all professional traders. Hearing and seeing are not the same. Seeing has a higher power of trust. Yes, it is natural. Many people see and believe. Many want to believe based on what they hear, but it's difficult. The trader who has touched and seen money would never accept being told to become an employee. But a trader who has only heard about money and hasn't seen it In a moment of temptation, be persuaded to abandon big deals to return to their past. And anyone who returns to their past, the devil no longer bothers with him. My dear ones, the art of listening is very important. Your mind hears many things through the ears that receive the information. I mentioned that it's similar to a doctor. If incorrect information is received, incorrect commands will be issued. So, I've understood this part well. Noted it down clearly for myself. Okay, now let's work on the techniques together. What to do and what not to do. The first skills I want to emphasize is not to be a wall. What does it mean not to be a wall? Right now, I'm speaking in a room with walls around me. As I speak, the best listeners are these walls. They listen, but don't react. They silently hear everything. A flower is the same way, it gives no reaction. But you should know that reactions do exist. Today's science has proven that all molecules are intelligent and change their molecular structure based on the words they receive. Now, if someone calls you an idiot, you feel something. Your mind triggers a behavioral change. But if someone calls you beautiful or handsome, my love, my dear, my generous, my gorgeous, again, your mind reacts. All of God's creation are intelligent and show reactions. We humans have the art of listening. My dear ones, don't be a wall. When you talk to a wall, it doesn't react. When someone talks to you, they say a lot. And you just stare at them like a wall or a status. Don't be like that. If you were meant to be a wall, God wouldn't have needed to create you. The wall would have sufficed. What need was there for your creation? This is the first point I need to write down for myself. The teacher means that I should not be a wall or a statue anyway. You should give some reaction, and this reaction can be based on your body's movement. This means you need to practice and learn body language. When you hear a sentence, what reaction should you give? Sometimes you do this unconsciously, but sometimes you do it deliberately, meaning your mind is active, aware, and you are doing it consciously. Learn how to react when someone says something to you. This is the art of good listening. Good listening means you cannot just sit there quietly. This is not good. That's bad. This is the art of bad listening. You are still listening, but how poorly. We have verbal reactions and then we have non-verbal reaction, like body language. Some reactions are verbal, like when I hear something and say, thank you, I appreciate it. It means I'm showing reaction to the compliments I've received. When someone engages in conversation with you and starts negotiating, you have to find common ground in the negotiation. A professional salesperson is fully aware of this. Suppose someone starts a conversation with you at the party or gathering where you don't know each other. They introduce themselves and say, hi, I'm Asghar. I'm Yalda. So this person introduces himself or herself. Why do you think their mind told them to introduce themselves like this? I'm Asghar and I'm Yalda. Do you know why? The person is saying, I want to be the one to start the conversation. I want to be the first person and I want to talk about myself. Why? Because they think everything revolves around them. It's like shooting an arrow in the dark. They don't even know their goal or what they want. It's like they're randomly throwing out a line, hoping that whoever needs welding will connect with them. If someone says, "I'm Jafar, sales manager at X company," what are they looking for when they introduce themselves this way? Do you really think there is a chance that you say, "Oh, how interesting, I was looking for a welder"? What are the odds of that happening? These people always unconsciously repeat this behavior on everyone. They don't realize why it doesn't work, because it's ingrained in their subconscious. My dear friends, you must always analyze, be a good analyst, assess the situation. If I'm not good at it, what should I do? Follow the people who know how to analyze and who know what they should do. So learn that in negotiations, I must first be a good listener. What does it mean to be a good listener? If you have engaging reactions after hearing the information that's coming to you, you can steer the conversation in the direction you want. For example, the person says, "Yes, the last time we did welding was the such and such building in Tehran." You just need to say, "Oh, how interesting. By the way, they tell more about the building. What's the story? How many floors is it? What's it like?" They start talking more about the topic. "How fascinating it is. My God, I'm the one determining what they talk about. It means with my power, I was able to change the other person and make them comply with my wishes. This is a very important point, the power of good listening. If you listen well, the customer will comply with your wishes. The customer will do whatever you say. What's the key point here?" When does this happen? When you have listened well and attracted them, when you have been a good listener. I don't know if it is a joke or reality, but I've seen some ads on social media where people are getting paid to be good listeners. If they nod their heads, they get one fee. If they respond to what you say, they talk back and let you vent, they get another fee. If they just sit and do their work while you talk in the same room, they get a different fee. It means there is a need for people to have their words heard, and they are willing to pay for it. If someone can fulfill these needs, they're willing to pay. My father is elderly and he always wants to talk. Someone to talk to and when to. He loves to talk. I'm willing to pay you to come over and listen to him. So understand this point well. I need to listen well, be a good listener, and react if I want to attract someone. The first step is finding common ground, understanding what they're saying. I should also engage in the same activity they're talking about, so they talk more. The second point is to make your customer feel valued, which is possible through you. There is a concept called self-esteem and another called confidence. These two are distinct from each other. Self-esteem means the beliefs a person has about themselves, their self-awareness and whether they know what they're going on inside them, whereas their self-esteem is high or low. Today, we won't delve too much into that. Confidence means the beliefs others have about that person. When you make your customer feel valued, it boosts their confidence. Here's the crucial point. If your customer's confidence increases, they will become fond of you because it was you who boosted their confidence. This is a very important point. If you learn these simple techniques, like making your customer feel valued. The customer will trust you more, buy more from you, and remain loyal to you. They will always come back to buy from you in the future. How is this possible? Well, what should I do? The second point is this. Again, listen well with good listening. Talking further about that person and focusing on them allows them to talk to you about their thoughts, feelings, and interests. If you notice that a customer is opening up to you, confiding in you, say to yourself, "Yes, I did it." Celebrate that moment internally. Don't dismiss it by thinking, "Why is this person telling me all this?" You have managed to make them trust you enough to share their thoughts, and that's a good thing. You have attracted their feelings, interests, and thoughts. This is the art of listening. Successful people work precisely on these feelings. They make people feel valued, which results in those people becoming more interested in you. This is the essential point of our discussion. The third point, and the summary of our conversation, is that you need to understand what your customers are interested in. Observe and analyze. When you don't analyze the situation and just talk to customers about the benefits of your product, which might not even be appealing to them, you don't want to hear it. You end up talking about things your customer doesn't care about. What happens then? They don't accept you because you came to sell a product, and talking only about yourself and your product is risky. Many people start by discussing their own lives. But you are not supposed to talk about yourself with your customers. If they talk about themselves, it's fine. But if they share a story or vent about something, don't think it's your turn to talk about your misfortunes. That's a mistake. Talking about your success is also a mistake. Some people even engage in self-pity, saying, "Yes, I've had it rough," in an attempt to buy attention. But buying attention, my dear, is not good. Paying attention, however, is good. What does that mean? It means that if you give your customers time and attention, they're willing to pay you for it. You want to get the customer's attention so you can make money. But that's not how it works. If you want someone to acknowledge you, you should be paying them. If you want to say, "Engineer, recognize that we are valuable people," I say, "Okay." If you do that, you'll have to pay them. You say, "No, I want to get paid instead." I say, "No, my dear. The art of good listening tells you that. If you listen well, you'll get paid. If you want to talk a lot, then you have to pay, because the other person has to listen to you. This is the key point." Some people talk and get paid for it. Others talk and pay for it. Here's the essential difference. A doctor talks and gets paid. Someone else might invite you over to their house. Say, they'll talk to you then and even pay you to just listen to their words. That's very bad, very bad. Learn the techniques. Learn how to use them correctly. So don't talk about yourself or your product. Let them explain. There is no risk in that. It won't cause you to upset them. It's a key point. If someone speaks, they might upset others. If I stay silent, I won't upset anyone, but no one will pay me either. You need to balance both. If I speak well, I'll get paid. If I speak poorly, I lose customer. So the point is that try to listen well. I mean, the first step is to listen. The second is to understand. If you do not understand what they are saying, what should you do? The two parts needed to align, from listening to understanding. That's where the technique of asking questions comes in. You say, I don't know how to do that, Professor. No worries, because we'll work on teaching you more about question techniques in future podcasts so that all of you can learn these techniques and gain a bigger share of the market in your businesses and exports. We love you, and until the next lesson, I leave you in God's care. Thank you. Have a great time.